opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
我们这次的交通的内容呢，是主要围绕着这次刚过去的在弗吉尼亚的特会的信息。
The sharing this time revolves around the conference that we went to last week.
所以我这次交通的题目和特会的主题的经主题的信息是一样的。
So the topic and what I want to share with brothers and sisters are the same.
题目就是看哪，我必快来。
And the topic is, Behold, I come quickly.
就是讲到在启示录第最后一章二十二章中所提到的主要来他自己的一个宣告。
And it's talking about the proclamation of Jesus when at the end of Revelations in chapter 22 when he said he will return.
我们先来读几处的三处的经文。
Let's first read through a few passages in the scripture.
第一处在启示录二十二章第七节。
The first one is in Revelation chapter 22, verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
第二处在二十二章的十二节。
Second verse is in verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render everyone as his work shall be.
后面十七节
and verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come.He that will, let him take the water of life freely.
在这十七节中我们看到前半部分说第一句说圣灵和心腹都说来。
We see in the first half of this verse, 17, the spirit and the bride say come.
这是讲到教会对于主再来的一个回应。
This is talking about the receptiveness of the church regarding Lord's return.
后面部分他讲到听见的人也该说来。
And the latter half says, the one who hears, come.
他讲到我们个人圣徒对于主再来的回应。
He's talking about the reception that we have toward the Lord's return as saints.
感谢主这次我们这边的弟兄姊妹有四十几位包括孩子在内到了这个弗吉尼亚的那个特会。
We thank the Lord there were 40, around 40 people from our church, including children, that went to the conference in Virginia.
所以感谢主，我们在那边不仅和我们其他的弟兄姊妹有美好的交通。
So we thank the Lord, not only did we have good fellowship with other brothers and sisters,
差不多有800多位的弟兄姊妹和孩子们在我们当中。
There were about 800 people.
我们在礼拜天的晚上开始聚会，一直到礼拜五的中午。
We started fellowshipping. We started in the evening of Sunday and came back next week.
特会非常的丰富啊。
It was a very abundant and rich conference.
这有大概我算一下，大概有差不多有十个小时的大会的主题的信息。
I remember there were about 10 hours worth of sermons and messages.
是有江弟兄、有 Lance Lambert 弟兄，还有 Dana 弟兄，他们有一个每个人有三次的信息。
The speakers were Stephen Kong, Dana Condon, and Lance Lambert.
这所有的信息都在叫 Christian Testimony Ministry 的网站上。
All these messages can be found on the website of the Christian Testimony.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹呢有机会去听这些的这些非常宝贵的信息。
I encourage brothers and sisters to go and listen to them.
我们有差不多六个小时的这样的直接的或者是正式的一些的和圣徒们的交通。
And there were also about 6 hours of formal fellowship with other saints.
有五个小时的祷告的时间。
5 hours of prayer time.
我大概记了三十多页的笔记。
I think I took about 30 pages worth of notes.
感谢主啊，有我们不仅有这些神的话在我们当中美好的交通和祷告在我们当中。
We thank the Lord, not only do we have good messages, prayer, and thanksgiving.
主也给我们很多我们一起敬拜他，一起来向他祷告的机会。
Lord also gave us plenty of opportunities to praise him and pray to him.
也有在我们一日三餐每次时间都至少一个小时，我们有很多私下里 和各地圣徒们的交流的机会。
And also every time we ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we also had at least an hour so that we had informal discussion and fellowship with other saints.
也有很多的年轻人和孩子们，他有非常好的根据他们年龄不同所安排的一些课程。
Many younger people and many children had their own curriculum.
在离开的前一天呢，传统上就是孩子们一起把他们这一周学的诗歌。
The day before everyone leaves, by tradition, all the children would take all the hymns that they learned during the conference.
他们就在大会中来一起唱诗来向主来感谢和赞美。
And sing it in the name of the Lord, praising the Lord to everyone.
当他们这孩子从心里向着主唱诗的时候
，When these children sang from their hearts.
我们就是在听的时候，实在是心里非常的。感觉非常美好。
We felt that it was very great in our hearts.
满有神的同在。
It was full of the presence of the Lord.
也满有神的祝福。
And full of His blessing.
那我女儿说，他们学校里学歌。
My daughter said, when they learn songs in school.
他们学一个学期的歌。
They learn entire school year worth of songs.
他不如这些孩子们四五天学的歌唱的那么美。
And they cannot compare to the songs that these children learned in a week.
我们姊妹也提醒我们，这些孩子不是在做表演 performance.
Our sister also reminds us that these children are not performing.
就是他们从他们心里把诗唱给我们的主。
Rather, they are singing from their hearts.
非常的蒙祝福。
It was very blessed.
那我就借着这次我主要是在神的话语上，我把这些的信息呢，有给弟兄姊妹有一点的这样的概括。
So regarding some of the things we heard, I wanted to summarize for brothers and sisters.
因为我只有加上翻译的话，我们只有一个多小时，所以肯定是非常的概要。
Because of the translation and the time involved, time limitations, it will be very high level.
所以我的主要的目的是。来激励弟兄姊妹去听这些信息。
So、my main purpose is to encourage brothers and sisters to go and listen.
刚才我提到大会的主题就是看哪，我必快来。
I mentioned earlier that the topic of the conference is, "Behold, I come quickly."
有三个弟兄呢，讲到侧重三个方面来讲。
Our three brothers had explained this in three different aspects.
江弟兄他的重点就是要把这个主。所说的看哪、我必快来这个宣告能够讲出来。
Stephen Kong emphasized the announcement of Behold, I come quickly.
兰斯·兰伯弟兄呢，他是要讲到我们个人在这个主向我们的宣告的时候，我们个人如何来回应他。
Brother Lance Lambert emphasized on the individual's response to this.
我们 Dana Condon 弟兄呢，他是讲到作为团体教会如何来响应主再来的呼召。
And Dana Condon shared about the church's response and how to respond to the Lord's coming.
所以在江弟兄第一堂信息中，他就是讲到我们对于主再来我们的态度是如何的。
So Brother Stephen Kong talked about what our attitude should be in the face of the return of our Lord.
他特别讲到我们现在对于主再来的反应。
He especially talked about our current response to his return.
就会决定我们在将来千年国度中我们的待遇如何。
And how it will determine what our condition will be in the coming thousand years.
我下面会比较具体的讲一些这方面的。
And now get a little more specific.
江弟兄特别借着在圣经旧约和新约的一些的事实。
Brother Stephen Kong used many passages from the Old Testament and the New Testament.
借着教会和神旧约百姓中他们的失败的经历。
Using church and the experience of the Lord's people.
不管是失败也好，还是得胜也好。
Whether they were failing or overcoming.
他讲到呢，神做事呢，他有一个应急的措施。
He said that the Lord works. In a special way. Well, the Lord works in an emergency measure.
因为主神原初的心意或许是让我们所有的人一同的在主里面得胜。
Because Lord's original purpose was to give us to have us all overcome.
就像在旧约中啊，神呼召的时候是呼召以色列十二个支派来服侍他。
Just like in the Old Testament, when the Lord called the Israelites, He called all 12 tribes to serve Him.
但是最后呢，神特别分出利未的支派来特别来在圣所中有直接的服侍。
But as it turned out, the Lord chose the Levites to have special privileges.
但在旧约中呢，主神用了一个原则。
In the Old Testament, the Lord had a principle.
这就叫余数的原则。
And that was the remnant principle.
就是余民啊，用神用的得胜的一小部分的余民来带下他的工作。
And that was to use the remnants of the Lord to do His work.
这是因为神的旨意常常不能通行在所有他的百姓当中。
Because His will often could not be fulfilled with His by His people.
他也讲到在新约中呢。这就是得胜者的原则。
And in the New Testament, it's called the Overcomer Principle.
所以江弟兄特别在这个第一次的时候，他把这个得胜者分成了两类。
So Brother Stephen Kong separated this Overcomer Principle into two parts, two groups.
这两类的人呢，当然他后面讲第二堂的时候呢，又不只是两类啊。
When he was speaking on the second segment of his message, it wasn't just those two groups.
但是他第一次讲到这两类呢，一类是那些已经在主里面睡了的啊，那些得胜者。
The first of the two groups, when he mentioned in the first message, was regarding those saints who were already asleep.
他用到马太福音二十五章那里讲到的那个天国好比的那十个童女。
He illustrated this by Matthew 25, talking about how the kingdom of heaven were like the 10 virgins.
他有五个愚拙的童女。
Five of them were foolish.
他们也有灯。
They also had lamps.
它代表神的见证，代表他有也有神的生命。
Talking about the testimony and life of God.
但是他却没有预备油。
But they did not prepare the oil.
这油呢，实在是代表着我们里面圣灵的充满。
The oil represents how full the Spirit is.
或者我们跟在我们活着的时候跟随主的圣灵的引导的光景。
Or how much we are led by the Lord and our conditions while we are alive.
那五个聪明的童女呢，有灯。
The five prudent and wise virgins had lamps.
又预备了油在器皿中。
As well as oil.
他的圣经中马太福音特别讲到新郎迟延时。
In the New Testament, it keeps saying the bridegroom
delays.
The bridegroom delays.
他们就都打盹睡着了。
And they were all asleep.
这就是讲到这他打盹睡着，就是这些圣徒在他们的人生中呢，他们就去世了。
Them sleeping talks about how the saints are lost while they're alive.
但将来的时候，他在被提见主的时候呢，他们就会发现他们在。他们有生之年跟随主的呢，就是他们那个油。
But they'll realize after they're taken up in the future that them following Lord was that oil.
这些人呢，将会在主的天国的里面是有份的。
These people have inheritance in the kingdom.
是和第一次的婚宴是有份的。
Have inheritance in the wedding.
那第二类的这些得胜者我们江弟兄特别来交通道的。
The second group of these overcomers.
就那些特别是主再来的时候活着被提来迎接主再来的那些
or the saints who are still alive when the Lord comes
他特别讲到在路加福音的第十七节三十十七章三十三节三十四三十五三十六那边讲的
and he referenced Luke chapter 17 verses 33 to 35
他说这里凡想要保全生命的必丧掉生命凡丧掉生命的必救活生命
It says at verse 33 Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it and whoever shall lose it shall preserve it
就是讲到这些得胜圣徒的特点就是舍弃自己的生命来跟随神的生命
It's talking about the life that follows Christ and the life that dies to self
那他们的结果呢就是34到36节这里讲到的
And the results are mentioned in verse 34 to 36.
他说，我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个人在田里，要取去一个，撇下一个。
It says in 34 to 36, I say to you, in that night there shall be two men upon one bed. One shall be seized, and the other shall be let go. Two women shall be grinding grain together. The one shall be seized, and the other shall be let go. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be seized, and the other let go.
所以这个时候就是说，主再来被提的那些，有一部分得胜者啊就被提。
So it's talking about when the Lord comes back, some of the overcomers will be lifted up.
那些没有得胜的，那就被留在这个地上，经历大灾难。
Those who are not will remain on this earth.
啊，还有呢，他讲的就在第一次特别提到有两个衣服，两件衣服。
And he also mentioned two types of garments.
在启示录十九章第六节、第八节这样讲。
In Revelations 19:6-8, it says this.
而我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神、全能者作王了。我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。”
Verses 6-8.And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of strong thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God the Almighty has taken to himself kingly power. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
这其实十九章这讲的这是第一次羔羊的婚宴。
Chapter 19 of Revelation is talking about the first banquet.
这里面的参加的人要有一个条件啊。
And the participants have a prerequisite.
他要蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，第八节。
They have to be, it says in verse 8, they have to be clothed, she has to be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
This fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
啊，这里特别啊。讲到在这个江弟兄特别用到诗篇的45篇来讲到这个所穿的衣服呢，实际上有两个方面。
Brother Kong had mentioned two characteristics through Psalm 45 about the garments.
啊，在诗篇45篇13-14节，他这样讲到。
In chapter 45 of Psalms, verse 13-14, it says,
他说王女在宫中极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的，她要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从她的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。
All glory is the king's daughter within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of embroidery. The virgins behind her, her companions shall be brought in unto thee.
所以他这讲到呢，我们这个衣服啊，要穿的是要用金线绣的。
So he's talking about our clothing are to be worn with wrought gold.
这是讲到耶稣基督是我们的义。
He's talking about Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
因为金是神的性情。
Because gold is God's character.
但是他又讲到要穿锦绣的衣服。
But he also said to wear raiment of embroidery.
对，这个锦绣的衣服是一针一线来绣成。
This kind of garment is sewn needle by needle, thread by thread.
所以我们可以想象，或者是两件衣服啊，一件金线的衣服，一件锦绣的衣服。
So maybe we can think of it as two garments. One is a clothing of wrought gold, and the other one is a garment of raiment of embroidery.
若是我们不这样想，我们可惜是一件衣服，但是呢，它有金线，它也有这个锦绣刺成的。
So we can think of it as one garment, but it has strings of gold as well as raiment of embroidery.
所以我自己的领受就是，我们身上不仅要披上耶稣基督的义。
So I noticed that not only do we have to clothe ourselves in Christ.
我们要在我们得救的功夫上，我们一针一线的来成就神在我们身上得救的功夫。
We also have to fulfill our calling in our Lord.
所以江弟兄特别讲到，他这是一个非常细致的，细致的每天圣灵在我们身上编织的工作。
So Brother Kong said that this is a very tedious and daily work by the Holy Spirit.
啊，他是我们。每一天所经历的每件事情啊，不同的颜色，锦绣就是不同的颜色的 不同的情形。
It's by every situation, each day.
当我们顺服神圣灵的时候，这一针就织出那个锦绣的神的见证。
When we let the Holy Spirit have its way with us, we are sewing the needle.
所以我们在这里就看到呢，我们就进到第一次羔羊的婚宴中，我们是有条件的。
So we see here there's a prerequisite for entering the banquet, the first banquet.
有得救的这方面是披挂耶稣基督的义。
The salvation is to clothe yourself in Christ.
也有我们自己要跟随圣灵在我们身上有得胜的见证的这一面。
As well as being a testimony and letting the Holy Spirit guide you.
那就是圣徒的义。
This is righteousness of saints.
所以在在这个哥罗西书这里面三章第九第十节，这是我当时的一个感受，在听了江弟兄讲到一个感受。
So I was reminded of Colossians 3, verse 9 to 10.
那里特别讲到这样的经节。
And it talked about this.
他说不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Do not lie to one another, having put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new, renewed into the full knowledge according to the image of him that has created him.
所以我们发现呢，我们需要脱去这个亚当的生命的性情。
So we discover we have to take off the old Adam.
我们要穿上新人耶稣基督的生命的性情。
And we have to put on the new characteristic of Christ.
但是穿上还不够，还要在新人在知识上渐渐更新，要把我们自己的这个生命的见证活出来。
But it's not only to put on the new garment, but also to be renewed in knowledge of Him.
啊，所以这是江弟兄第一次的信息。
So that was the first message of Brother Kang.
江弟兄第二次的信息就特别讲到这羔羊的婚宴。
His second message was with regards to the marriage of the Lamb.
那他特别讲到的圣经呢，是一个在一个婚娶开始的。
He talks about how the Bible begins with the marriage.
就是讲到亚当和夏娃在创世纪第二章，神让他们结合在一起，第一个婚娶。
And that was Adam and Eve in chapter 2 of Genesis.
他讲到在整个的圣经最后呢结束，在21、22章呢是一个婚娶结束的。
And in chapter 21 and 22 of Revelation, he's talking about how the Bible ends with a marriage.
但是我们要仔细读，将弟兄让我们看到在启示录中。有两处提到婚娶。
But if we pay attention, we see that in Revelations, marriage is mentioned twice.
第一处在启示录十九章。
First one happens in chapter 19 of Revelation.
那个呢是讲到在这个世代，我们现在在的这个世代结束的时候。
And that's talking about the closing of this age.
在开始千禧年神的国度的开始的时候啊，开始之前有一个婚娶。
Happening at the beginning of the millennium and to the closing of this age.
在第二处提到的就是在启示录二十一章、二十二章那里提到的。
The second time is mentioned in chapter 21 and 22.
那我们没有时间继续读，但是我们应该记得那是新耶路撒冷从天而降。
We don't have time to read all of it, but we should remember that it's talking about the New Jerusalem.
但是这个装饰整齐的新妇。
But it was the groom that was fully adorned.
就成为这个羔羊永远的妻。
It's talking about, and it became the eternal bride of Christ.
所以我觉得江弟兄特别给我们写得很清楚，十九章那个和二十一、二十二章是两个不同时间的婚娶。
Brother Khan distinctly made a distinction between the two banquets in Revelation 19 and 21 and 22.
他们之间差了一千年。
Between them, there were 1,000 years.
啊，他们的这个组成也不一样。
And the ingredients were different as well.
第一次的婚娶是那些得胜的啊，那些在就是在主里面得胜的，有他的生命，也有他的得胜的。
The first group were the overcomers who had life in them.
第二次是整个的所有的属于神的信他的到了最后的时候在勇士中都要进入到这个信父的身体。
The second group are the people that are all the overcomers that are alive when the Lord comes again.
所以江弟兄在这特别讲到这个初期的这些得胜者他们不是为自己得胜。
So Brother Kang mentioned that The overcomers did not do this for themselves.
他是得胜者，永远是教会的一部分。
Overcomers are forever a part of the church.
他们也不是一些好像很特别的人。
And they're no special, more special.
他们就是你或我。
They are you and I.
若是我们能够答应神的呼召。
If we respond to God's calling,
若是我们能够顺服神圣灵在我们身上的一点一滴的带领，
we can obey the minute detail and every little leading of the Holy Spirit.
就是我们在让神的旨意在我们身上通行，
to let God's will to be worked in us.
我们就可以在第一次的婚宴中能够进入到主他的这个新所预布的新妇的婚娶。
And we can attend this banquet of the first banquet.
所以呢，在江弟兄的第二次，他又把这些得胜者重新讲了一遍。
Brother Khan mentioned all these overcomers again.
啊，他讲了实际上是三类。
He talked about three of them.
他第一类呢，还是那些历史历代已经在主里面去世的那些睡了的圣徒。
First one is talking about the overcomers who are already asleep.
他提到了在这个启示录二章三章中。主对七个教会的呼召。
Talking about, he also talked about the things that Lord Jesus said to the seven churches in Revelations 2 and 3.
那些的，若是那时候得胜的，是讲到是在第一个世纪得胜的圣徒。
Those were the overcomers in the first century.
他讲到启示录第七章的，从九到十七节，那里讲的得胜者。
And in chapter 7 of Revelations, verses 9 through 17.
那是讲到那些历史历代在主里面安息的那些圣徒，他们要得胜的话呢，就进入到第七章这些得胜者的行列。
And those were the overcomers through the ages who had already been asleep in the Lord.
它的有个特点，比方说我们读一下，启示录七章第九节、第十节。
There was a special characteristic about them. Let's read Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10.
他说：“此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：‘愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。’”
Verse 9 to 10. After these things I saw, and lo, a great crowd, which no one could number, out of every nation and tribe and the peoples and the tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb.
So you see their characteristics, 身穿白衣.
So let's look at the characteristics. They're wearing garments of white.
是不是我们想到这个就是我们耶稣基督他用他的宝血所洗净的？
We can think of this as a robe that was washed clean by our Lord Jesus.
好像代表着我们这个，好像那件衣服有两方面嘛。
Like there are two aspects to that white robe.
那这个手拿棕树枝。
And their hands were holding the palm branches.
这棕树枝代表着得胜啊。
Palm branches signify overcoming.
所以我们看到有宝血的这个我们得救的见证。也有得胜的记号。
So we not only see that we have the white robes that signify us being cleansed, but also the overcoming palm branches.
So 有这两个特点就可以进入到历史历代圣徒得胜的行列。
So these two characteristics will allow us to enter.
那江弟兄的第二个这个得胜者的这第二类中呢，他就提到
the second type that Brother Khan mentioned are overcomers for.Are overcomers who are alive when the Lord comes again?
就那这是讲到在大灾难来之前，这些被提的圣徒，他们活着啊，去见主。
And that were the overcomers, who go to see Jesus before the great tribulation.
这就是讲到在启示录十二章所讲到那个男孩子。
And that is the boy that was mentioned in Revelation 12.
在启示录十二章第五节，他说：“妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被踢到神宝座那里去了。”
Verse 5 of chapter 12 of Revelation says, "And she brought forth a male son, who shall shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. And her child was caught up to God and to His throne."
所以特别在这里讲到，他是在将来有铁杖辖管万国的。
He emphasized that. It's someone who will shepherd all the nation with an iron rod.
这就是在千年国度中与主一同掌权的。
And that is the one in authority with Lord Jesus in those 1,000 years.
而且在千年国度中一定有万国在其中。
And all nations will be there.
否则不会说辖管万国。
Otherwise, it wouldn't say all the nations with the iron rod.
第三类的得胜者，他是讲到那些经过大灾难以后得胜的。
The third type of overcomers are the ones going through the great tribulation.
在启示录第十二章往后一点十一节这里讲到。
If you look at Revelation 12:11,
我们读这个十二章的时候，我们发现了那是已经这个魔鬼撒旦已经被摔在地上以后。
When we read Revelation chapter 12, we know that it's after Satan has been hurled to the earth.
也就是他们要经过大灾难。
And it's during the Great Tribulation.
所以在十二章十一节说，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Verse 11 says, And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
所以那些取去一个留下一个的那个，神还给他再有机会。
So the ones who remained, the Lord is giving them one more chance.
就是有可能借着寻道而成为那个得胜者。
Maybe through missions and others, they can become overcomers.
所以在最后姜弟兄的第二堂信，他就给我们一个挑战。
So at the end of the second message from Brother Kong, he gave us a challenge.
他说我们如何来对待主的再来。
And that was what should we do toward the Lord's coming?
在姜弟兄第三堂信息，他就讲到基督的审判和新耶路撒冷。
In his third message, he talked about the judgments of Christ and the New Jerusalem.
他特别提到主为什么没有再来。
And he especially mentioned why our Lord has not returned.
这个呢是因为我们的心腹还没有装饰整齐。
And that is because we have not been adorned. Completely.
或者更确切的说，就是我们这个得胜者，预备好来催促主再来的圣徒，还没有真正的准备好。
And another way of saying is that we have not been touched by the Lord's heart, and we have not become those who are ready.
所以我们弟兄特别语重心长的来劝我们，要让圣灵、神的话来感动我们的心。
So we consistently ask.For God's words to touch our hearts.
让我们呢能够可以准备好，能够来催促主再来。
So that we can be prepared and to look forward to His return.
主实在是被我们的弟兄提醒，好像他就指着你，指着我啊，我们在主再来的事情上都是有责任的。
When our brother reminded us, it felt like it was you and me. We all take.Responsibility, part of the responsibility for his return.
所以最后姜弟兄就把整个的那个主再来的过程啊，按照他的领受，还有中间的，还有最终的结果摆在我们的面前。
So our brother had summarized his own understanding of what happens during our Lord's return.
那他讲到有大概有十个步骤。
He talked about 10 steps.
他第一个就是说，当你看到这个世上突然有圣徒消失的时候
，The first is when you suddenly see that the saints are disappearing over the world。
这一个家里面有些就突然消失了，有些呢就在路上就消失了。
Maybe,
那个时候的时候，这个就开始了。
Maybe in the household one is taken away, one is left. Maybe on the road one is taken, one is left.
这些消失的圣徒就是那些主认为是得胜的被提到。这个宝座上的男孩子
，and the ones that were taken are the overcomers that were just drawn to the throne immediately.
他们就成为首批活着来催促主再来的那一个第一班人。
So they're the first group that the Lord has called to go back.
这他讲的是 welcoming party of our Lord Jesus.
And he says it's the welcoming party of our Lord Jesus.
然后第二步就是讲到在天空中有征战。
And secondly, it's talking about the war in the heaven.
就米迦勒天使米迦勒和其他的天使要和这个撒旦和他的天使来征战。
So the angel Michael, as well as other angels, are battling with Satan and his angels.
这个步骤就是要把整个的空中掌权的这个整个被神清理出来。
And this was the cleansing of the heavenly heavenly kingdom.
第三步就是撒旦就会被摔在地上。
The third part is Satan being cast onto earth.
这就标志着三年半的大灾难在地上要开始。
And it signifies 3.5 years of tribulation that will start.
也是那些没有得胜的基督徒在这个地上第二次的在苦难中的这个机会。
As well as the left behind believers, their second chance to becoming overcomers.
他们可以用寻道来成为神所在那个时候的得胜者。
They can become an overcomer by missions.
第四步就是要会有号筒吹响。
And the fourth is the sound of trumpets.
所有属于主的都会在空中与主相遇。
All who are gods will be gathered together in the air.
所以那这个呢，应该是江弟兄没有特别讲，但是这应该是在三年半的灾难的比较最后的时候，接近最后的时候。
Stephen Kahn did not mention this, but I guess it's toward the end of those 3.5 years.
那是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章讲到的，那个所有的那些死了的圣徒、信主的都会。复活，然后在空中与主相见。
And that was mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about all the saints who are asleep, they will be raised.
所以它其中有包括好多种不同的人。
And in that included many types of people.
有这个睡了的圣徒，但其中有得胜的，也有没有得胜的。
There are dead saints who may be overcomers or non-overcomers.
或是有些圣徒在大灾难中还信主的，也可能会被提到宝座上。
Or saints who are alive during the tribulation.
那当然，那个男孩子所代表的倒已经在空中，在宝座上就下到空中。
Of course, that boy goes directly to the air from the throne.
在空中一个重要的事情就是在基督台前的审判。
In the sky, it's very important of the judgment of Christ.
我们弟兄特别提醒我们，这不是那个永死永生的白色大宝座的审判。
And this is the judgment and the seat of Christ.
不是那个白色大宝座的审判。
It's not the judgment on the white throne.
它是神家中的审判。
It is the judgment of the household of Christ.
它是有奖有罚。
There are rewards as well as punishments.
那受奖励的就是那些得胜的，可以在千年国中与基督一同掌权的。
And those overcomers are the ones with Christ in those 1,000 years.
那个没有得胜的就会被放在黑暗中哀哭切齿一千年的。
Those who are not overcomers will stay in darkness for 1,000 years with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以这个呢，就是特别是在这空中的时候啊。所有的神的儿女已经在了，所以这个审判在从神的家开始。
Judgment begins with the Lord's household, and that's in the air.
在这个阶段呢，还有一件事情发生，就是神愤怒的气碗，这个神的愤怒就会倾倒在这个地上。
And during this time, there's also the seven bowls of the fury of God.
所以在快到末期的时候，神愤怒。清下来的时候，那些信徒就已经都被提到空中。
So near the end of the age, when God draws his seven bowls of fury, our saints have already been risen.
但是其中有些圣徒确实经过一些的灾难有得胜的，有寻道的
But many saints do indeed go through some tribulation.
在第五个阶段就是要从空中到了降在橄榄山上。
And the fifth one is.From the air to the Mount of Olives.
这是我们弟兄特别提到，是在马太福音24章那个27节那个所讲到的。
Case in point, Matthew 24:27.
他说呢，是闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
And it says in verse 27, Matthew 24, For as the lightning goes forth from the east and shines to the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
所以在那个阶段呢，还要发生的就是。主一踏到橄榄山上，橄榄山就分成两半。
Another thing that will happen is that the Mount of Olives will be divided in two.
那时候呢，那些所有没有信主的以色列人将会全家得救。
And at that time, all the Israelites will be repent and be saved.
记得在撒加利亚书中特别十二章讲到这一点。
And especially mentioned in chapter 12 and 14 of Zechariah.
他特别讲到那些扎他的那些。就是那犹太人要看到这个主降临他看到以后他们就悔改然后来得到救恩。
And especially those Israelites who have pierced our Lord, they will repent and be saved.
所以他们这些也是经过大灾难以后得救。
And these are the ones who will be saved after the tribulation.
那里面还有一件第五步步骤，还有一件事情，就是要有这个对于万国的审判，列国的审判。
One of the things is the judgment of all nations.
那其中呢，绵羊的国要得救，进到千年国中。
The sheep nations will enter the kingdom.
我们刚才读到那个要用铁杖管辖的列国，就是这些列国。
Earlier when we read that the shepherd will rule all the nations with an iron rod, that's what it's talking about.
那山羊的这些国呢，因为对主的没有善待主，这些就被毁灭。
But the goat nations who are not receptive to our Lord, they will be destroyed.
所以在第六步的时候呢，下一步就是讲到一千年的时间，所有在主里面得胜的圣徒就可以和主一同掌权一千年。
And the sixth part are talking about overcomers who will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那个时候就是恩典时代的结束。
And that's the end of the time of grace.
进入到国度的这一千年国度的，它叫做这个公义的时代。
And it's entering to a period that's called the time of righteousness.
所以在以赛亚书中这一部分呢，有特别的描述。
In Isaiah, this part is described.
像绵羊和山羊，绵羊和狼、豺狼在一起。
As is with sheep and goats.
遍地都充满了耶和华的知识。
And all the world is filled with the wisdom of Christ.
然后呢，第七步就是撒旦要在这个千年国度的最后要被释放出来。
And the seventh part is how Satan will be released.For the 1,000 years.
所以我可以忘了一点，就是在第五阶段的时候呢，撒旦在千年国之前要被捆绑在无底坑洞中，这个一千年的时间。
I forgot to mention that before the 1,000 years, Satan will be bound for a thousand years.
所以在这个时候呢，第七步的时候呢，撒旦就会被释放。
And in the seventh part, Satan will be released.
然后他会被迷惑。列国，然后呢，来攻击圣城。
And he will deceive many, and to attack the camp of the saints and Jerusalem.
他就会围攻圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，就是耶路撒冷城。
He'll go to the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and that's Jerusalem.
第八步就是讲到撒旦要会被经过这次征战以后失败。
And the eighth part will talks about how Satan will fail.
撒旦就会被丢在硫磺与火湖里面
，and tossed into the lake of fire。
第九步就是所有的那些没有信主的那些人
，ninth part talks about all those who did not believe unto the Lord。
也会复活，然后面对白色大宝座的审判。
They will also come to life and face the judgment on the great white throne。
第十步就是新耶路撒冷从天而降
，tenth part is the new Jerusalem。
这个教会成为主的永远的心腹
and the church will become the eternal bride of the Lamb.
所以我们看到，在神永远的旨意中，没有一位信主的会被撇弃，在那个时候。
So we see that in eternity, not a single one saint will be left aside.
但是我们所要在神面前的跟随，会有不同的这样的。不同的道路
，but we will have differing ways of following the Lord.
在第二部分中我们刚才主要是讲到讲弟兄的信息。
Earlier we were mainly talking about our brother Stephen Kahn's message.
我后面非常简短的讲一下兰弟兄兰培德弟兄呢，他是讲到个人对于主再来的回应。
In the second part, Lance Lambert talked about the individual's response.
他第一讲就特别讲到我们要借着神的话来预备我们来迎接主的再来。
Firstly, he talked about how we have to be prepared through the Word of God.
他用到四处的经文
He utilized four parts of Scripture.
第一次经文呢，好像在今天擘饼的时候有弟兄祷告到。
I think during the Lord's table, a brother prayed about this first part.
第一处是在以赛亚书四十章第八节。
And that is Isaiah 48.
他说：“草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。”
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 The grass withers, the flowers fade, But the word of God abides forever.
在第二书讲到彼得前书的一章二十三节到二十五节。
Secondly, he talked about 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 1 verse 23 to 25.
他说你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神活泼长存的道因为凡有血气的尽都如草它的美容都像草上的花草必枯干花必凋谢唯有主的道是永存的所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God, because all flesh is as grass, and all its glory as the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and its flower has fallen, but the word of the Lord abides for eternity, but this is the word which in the glad tidings is preached to you.
你看他神的话是有非常大的特点的。
We see that God's words have a very special characteristic.
它是永存的。
It is eternal.
它是活泼的。
It is alive.
它是长存的。
It is everlasting.
Abiding.
It is abiding.
所以这是讲到这部分。然后他又引用到希伯来书的四章十二十三节。
And then he utilized Hebrews 4, 12 to 13.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入。抛开连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is not a creature unapparent before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to his eyes, with whom we have to do.
所以神的话是活泼的，有功效的。
The word of God is living and operative.
它也可以在我们的魂的生命中做奇妙的工作。
And he can do great things in our soul.
我们弟兄也提到在启示录的一章第八、第九节这里的经文。
Our brother also mentioned in Revelation 1, verse 8 to 9.
他说主神说我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐的一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上
It says I am the Alpha and the Omega says the Lord God He who is, who was and who is to come the Almighty I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus was in the island called Patmos For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们弟兄特别把神的话和神自己有一个非常亲密的关系。
So our Lord has greatly, deeply associated the word of God and the self of God together.
就是讲到神本身就是这个他，耶稣基督就是神的字母表。
In saying Jesus Christ is the word of God. Is the alphabet of God.
所以呢从 Alpha 第一个字母到 Omega 最后一个字母神都是。
So from beginning in Alpha to the end Omega, Lord is.
所以耶稣基督就是那个道成肉身神的话。
So Lord Jesus is the word that became flesh.
所以我们弟兄特别提醒我们我们要预备好主的再来。
So our Lord especially reminded us we have to be very prepared for his return.
就必须要我们要让神的话进到我们里面。
We must let the word of God enter us.
我们也要进入到神的话的世界。
We also have to enter the word of God and his heart.
他也特别提醒我们在这个末世的时候他感觉到将会有在神的话语上有一个饥荒。
And he also said that during the last days, there will be a famine in the word of God.
所以呢他鼓励弟兄姊妹要常常来记备神的话
so he encourages us to often remember and memorize God's words.
他说呢，这些神的话，当我们记住的时候，在需要的时候，圣灵就会把这些话，来用到我们的身上。
He says that when we are familiar and we memorize these, God's word, the Holy Spirit will guide us in certain times.
在第二堂的第一堂，我们弟兄特别提醒，神的话是我们预备的最重要一个很重要的方面。
In the first message, he talked about how important it is to get in the Word of God.
在兰弟兄的第二次信息特别让我们要当作活祭也来预备我们主的再来。
The second message focused on being prepared by being a living sacrifice.
他特别用很多方方面面讲到，但是主要的信息是什么呢？
And he explained it from many different perspectives, but the main message is.
他讲，若是我们没有把自己当作活祭奉献的话。
He says that if we have not given ourselves as a living sacrifice,
我们就没有真正的敬拜。
Then we have no real worship.
我们没有真正的服事。
No real service.
我们也不可能成为真正的得胜者。
And we cannot become true overcomers.
这是对我我相信对弟兄姊妹是个极大的一个。我们虽然都知道，但是呢，在圣灵的光照下呢，给我们一个极大的提醒。
I think this is a great reminder to all of us in the light of the Holy Spirit.
当我们弟兄第三堂的时候呢，他就特别讲到圣灵的工作。
And his third message, he really talked about.The work of the Holy Spirit.
但是它是有几个重点啊，但是最重要的是圣灵的工作。
There were a few focuses, but the main one was the work of the Holy Spirit.
它是用到撒加利亚书我们都熟悉的第四章讲到的。
And he utilized Zechariah chapter 4, something we're very familiar with.
它是不是依靠实力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
It's not relying on wealth or knowledge, but relying on the Spirit.
啊，这是。特别的我们弟兄最后一堂信息的重点。
And this was the main topic of his last message.
但是他最后也提醒我们，我们要确实的知道神永远的旨意。
And lastly, he also reminds us we truly have to know the eternal purpose of God.
所以我自己的感觉就是通过这堂信息，我们突然发现我们平时的那些服事呢都有了真正的目标。
So I feel personally that Our mundane and our usual service has eternal purpose.
那不是我们以前不知道，而是我们就发现了，我们也更清楚地看到我们自己的生命的意义和追求。
And it's not that we did not know this before, but we can more clearly see our purpose in the house of God.
我们当中有为与基督身体和国度的祷告的聚会。
We have a prayer meeting for the kingdom of God.
但是这个大会就给我们看到这是何等的需要啊！这是我们的一个非常重要的，我们可以在神面前的追求。
So our brother makes us see that how important this is, and this is how such a real yearning that we ought to have.
那我们弟兄也最后要提醒我们，我们要重视在基督身体中的交通。
Our brother also mentioned lastly that the importance of fellowship of saints.
他讲到我们虽然他讲到个人的回应。
Even though he talks about individual reception,
但他最后呢就不能不回到这个神的家的建造。
But lastly, he couldn't help but return to the topic of the building up of the house of God.
因为神的家不能只是一个耶稣基督那个磐石而已。
Because the spiritual house of God cannot just be a stone of Jesus.
必须要在神的这个磐石上，要借着神的生命来把我们。建造在一起。
We must use the rock as a foundation for our spiritual life.
使得我们可以和基督这位房角石或者是根基连在一起。
So that we can be connected to the cornerstone of Jesus.
但是我们之间的交通就是讲到我们联络整齐，要成为一座圣殿。
But our fellowship.Shows that we ought to become one temple and one mind.
所以我们弟兄在最后特别严肃地告诉我们，不可停止聚会。
So our Lord, so our brother reminded us in the last message.
他说好
do not stop gathering.
他说好像那些停止惯了的人。在希伯来书第十章二十五节。
As in Hebrew chapter 10 verse 25.
他说不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more as you see the day drawing near.
所以这是对我们有极大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder for all of us.
当第三位的讲员当然是Dana Condon 弟兄。
Our third speaker was Dana Condon.
他特别在第一堂的信息中讲到神的话语的重要。
In his first message, he talked about the importance of the Word of God.
他不光是说神的话语重要，他是要 believing， 就是说要信神的话是非常重要的。
Not only did he say that it is important, but it's also important to believe it.
因为天使和神自己见证他的话是重要的。
Because God and the angels testify to the word of God.
在启示录二十二章第六节，他说：“天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的。”
In Revelation 22, verse 6, it says, "And he said to me, these words are faithful and true."
而且神的话是带有祝福的。
And the word of God is full of blessing.
在启示录第一章第三节，弟兄姊妹也都比较熟悉的这个经节。
We are very familiar with Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
他说念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep the things written in it, for the time is near.
所以呢，有福的有三要有这三方面。
So being blessed has these three aspects.
就是第一个要念，我们要念到神的话。
And first is to read God's word.
念的时候我们要听到耳朵里面去。
And when we read, we have to listen and hear it.
听到我们的心里去。
Let our hearts hear it.
第三步就是要遵行。
And thirdly is to obey.
我们要这样做的时候我们是有福的。
When we do this, we are truly blessed.
所以他也特别给我们有两个方面的警告，关于神的话。
He also gave us two kinds of warnings related to.
第一个就是在启示录二十二章第十节，就是不可封了这书上的预言。
The first is in Revelation chapter 22 verse 10, saying, "Seal not the words of this prophecy."
因为日期近了。
Because time is near.
所以我这次特别感受到江弟兄这次他把很多可能有争议的地方。
So I felt that this time Brother Kong He took many contentious subjects.
他把他自己的领受就清楚地摆在我们的面前。
And he took his own understanding and placed it before us.
他没有说可能有其他的想法说法。
He didn't say, oh, there may be other ways of interpreting.
因为这是我们弟兄里面诚实的在神面前的讲的他的开启。
Because this was the his own honest opinion before God.
不可封了这书上的预言。
Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book.
那第二个的警告就是在二十二章十节一直到十九节有两方面的警告。
The second warning is in verse 10 to verse 19.
一个是就不能删去书上所说的一切，说任何的东西。
First thing is no one must take away from the word.
第二个呢就是不能加上任何的。
And no one should add to these things.
所以这些都是关系到我们在和那个蓝弟兄讲的一样，就是在神的话语上，我们要非常的认真，非常的谨慎啊，要遵行在他的话语当中。
So as Lance Lambert also said, we have to be very careful and very, very receptive to the word.
那在我们弟兄第二堂的信息中，他特别对我们教会的光景有一个非常严肃的责备。
And his second message, he had a great indictment against the church.
他讲到我们现在之所以没有预备好，就是因为教会大部分人是在沉睡当中。
He said that the main reason that we're not prepared for the Christ's return is that many churches are asleep.
沉睡的时候我们就没办法听到神的话。
When we're asleep, we can't hear the word of God.
沉睡我们也没办法看到神的作为。
Nor can we see his works.
沉睡的时候，我们也没办法回应主在借着圣灵所对我们的呼召。
Neither can we remember his calling to us.
在向主第一次来的时候，他是借着一个他的这个器皿，就是施洗约翰，在旷野的声音来呼召他的百姓。
As with our Christ first, when Christ first came, he used John the Baptist.
他是一个在旷野中。神所用的声音
use a voice from the desert.
他也用到主耶稣自己来唤醒那个他第一次来的时候沉睡的神的子民。他也用到主耶稣自己。
He also used the self of Lord Jesus
来唤醒那些沉睡的子民。
To awaken those saints that are asleep.
所以他特别告诉我们，只有神的声音能够唤醒我们。
He said that only the voice of God can wake us up.
他也讲到我们的信心要建立在神的话语上。
And our faith should be based on the word of God.
这是客观的话。神的信心要建立在神客观的话语上。
This is a very objective thing, that our faith is based on the word of God.
但是另一方面，神也给我们赐我们智慧和启示的灵。
Another thing is that the Lord also gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这是我们在主观上我们可以借着圣灵来进到神话语的实际。
So subjectively, we can become, we enter the God's kingdom through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以我们弟兄在第三堂信息，他特别讲到我们要怎么样来渴慕主的再来。
And his third message, he talked about the longing, how to long for the Lord's return.
像我们尼弟兄他写这首诗歌的时候，那个渴慕主再来的灵啊，我们如何能够持续在主的这个来渴慕回应主的这个灵里面
？As our brother Watchman Nee, in his song, in his hymn, "Christ in You, the Hope of Glory."
Long ago from
Bethany.
Yeah. 所以这个那个歌呢，他就特别的讲到，是因为耶稣基督在我们里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
And that hymn talks about Jesus Christ in us become our eternal hope. Christ in us, which is the hope of glory.
这个呢，就成为我们里面可以渴慕主的一个真正的泉源。
And this keeps our longing alive and helps to turn the longing for the Lord's coming to faith.
也能够把我们这个渴慕主能够变成信心。
And also turn the longing of the Lord's coming to faith.
然后呢，他特别讲到我们的渴慕的根基是因为原因是因为我们里面的基督渴慕在丰满的荣耀中的基督。
And he's talking about the longing that comes from our heart is the longing that Christ has in fullness and glory.
所以这个信息因为时间关系没有办法都 get 好，就是非常快的把这个所有的信息这样给大家走一遍。
So I couldn't describe in detail all these messages, so I quickly summarize this for brothers.
那我个人的一个特别的感受啊，就是可能在圣经的很多的预言上，我们可以有不同的说法。
My personal feeling is this, that we have many different ways to perform exegesis on the prophecies in the Old Testament.
但这些的不同的说法不能够影响我们主来回应主要再来的这个呼召。
But this should not affect the calling of our Lord's return.
因为没有争议的圣经让我们要警醒祷告。
There's nothing contingent in the Bible that argues with us to be awake and to be alert and to pray.
也没有圣经有任何争议，我们要随时预备好来迎接主的再来。
And there is no argument that we should always be ready for the Lord's return.
所以这个问题就是我们如何来预备好来迎接主的再来呢？
So the question is, how do we correctly prepare and welcome him back?
所以我每一个人都有几十年的时间。
So each one of us have a few decades of time.
假设主给我八十年的岁数。
Suppose the Lord gives me 80 years.
那我还有三十几年的时间，那活在有这个机会来活在主面前。
Then I have 30 some years left to be able to live before Him.
若是主在这八十年以前，这三十年都三十多年之前没有来
，If the Lord does not come back within these 30 something years.
那我们就只有这三十几年的时间。
Then we only have these 30 some.
所以我们要是没有活好这三十几年，主就是一千年以后再来，我们也没有办法成为得胜者。
So if we haven't lived well in these 30 some years, even if the Lord comes back in 1,000 years, we will still not be prepared.
假设主二十年就来了。
Suppose our Lord comes back in 20 years.
那我们那个时候没有准备好。
And we.At that time, we're not fully prepared.
我们就可能会哀哭切齿。
We may weep and have gnashing of teeth.
假设主是明天就来。
If the Lord comes tomorrow.
那我们这一切在地上的名誉、地位、金钱，所有都会这个没有任何的价值。
Then all our wealth and fame in this world will have no value.
若是明天主来的时候，我们一个可怜是个很可怜的光景。
If the Lord comes tomorrow and we're in a very pitiful condition,
then
we will weep and have gnashing of
teeth.
So even though we have inheritance, we'll go through great tribulation.
So I think, why so many saints, history of saints, they在他有生之年就感觉主马上就要来到。
So I was thinking, why do these saints over the years have such a great feeling of the Lord's return?
我觉得有一方面就是他们在地上的年日，他只有那么多年。
I think they realize that in this world they only have this many years.
那假设我们江弟兄现在，我们江弟兄这次非常主非常大用他，他的灵魂身体都很刚强。
We thank the Lord, Brother Khan was very strong spiritually and physically this time.
He is 99
years old, turning 100.
假设我们的主再给他五年的时间,
suppose our Lord gives him 5 more years.
他仍然是在主的面前站立得住, 他就是得胜者。
And he continues in the face of God, he is an overcomer.
假设主就在大会中就来了,
suppose the Lord comes.Now, during our gathering.
那个会的时候，主他仍然是预备好的，能可以建筑，能够成为得胜者的这个见证。
And they will still be prepared and be ready to see the Lord.
所以我就特别想到在旧约的时候，在这个大卫的这个经历上。
So I especially think about David's experience in the Old Testament.
在使徒行传对他评价，就是说大卫在他在世的时候。
In Acts, it gave a judgment on David. Of when,
他说他在世的时候
when David was in this world,
他服侍了他那一世代的人
he served that nation.
就睡了
Then he fell asleep.
所以大卫的在他的那个世代中他尽了他的功用
So during David's generation, he fully utilized his life.
所以主两千年以后再来没有关系他已经在神的永远的旨意当中尽了他自己的那一份。
So in 2,000 years when the Lord came, it didn't matter because he was already an overcomer.
所以我特别在刚才唱那首诗歌的时候想到诗歌他特别讲到历史一代的圣徒都在等候迎接主再来的时候死去。
So when we were singing the hymn earlier, I kept thinking, generations of prophets and saints,are all looking forward to his return.
他忠于他神给他的那个托付，像尼弟兄一样。
He followed to the end the calling of our Lord Jesus.
不管主什么时候来，他们都是那个在主灵面前得胜来迎接主再来的那一班人。
Regardless of when the Lord comes back, they are always ready.
在希伯来书中十一章讲的那些所有的信心的伟人，他们都有美好的见证，他可以进入到那些死去圣徒将来。得胜的行列当中。
In Hebrews 11, it talks about all those saints who had great experiences and overcame things.
那我们怎么样呢？
Oh, so what about us?
我们现在还活在世上。
We're still living in this world.
神还给我们不多的年日。
Lord may not give us that many more years.
所以我大概有三十几年。
I guess I have 30 something years.
若是我能活到八十来岁。
If I can live to be 80.
但是呢，这是我们的年岁，是我们最多的年日啊。
But our years are the greatest thing we have.
我们只有那么多年日可以能够来讨神的喜悦。
We only have these years to seek to please our God.
所以我觉得这个会大会特别圣灵来护照我们，我们可以用这个短暂的几十年的时间。
So I hope the Holy Spirit can call out to us to use these few decades that we have.
让我们可以能够进入到千年国主和主一起作王的那个福分当中。
So that we can join our Lord Jesus Christ in those 10,000 years to reign.
免得我们在这个外面的黑暗中哀哭切齿。
Lest we have weeping and gnashing of teeth in the
darkness. 或者免去我们要经过大灾难以后啊。大灾难当中在进到神好像为我们预备的一个应急的这个情形
and to avoid the great tribulation before our Lord
我觉得在特别呢我们弟兄特别不仅让我们能够呼召我们有这个心愿来做得胜者啊，来迎接主的再来
I feel like our brother not only encouraged us to overcome, to be overcomers and to welcome our Lord's return.
He also
put before us the path.
这个路呢，就是刚才我们交通到的，我们要当做活祭，完全的奉献给主。
And this path is what I mentioned earlier, to be a living sacrifice, to live for the Lord.
所以呢，Lance 弟兄他特别讲到，我们第一步要把我们自己完全的来这个交给主和他的完全的这个他是我们完全的主。
So Brother Lance mentioned we should totally surrender all of ourselves to Christ and His absolute lordship.
第二步还要把我们自己的这个我们自己的意志完全交在主手里面。
And second is to submit or surrender our will to Christ.
使得我们这个老我的生命可以一天天破碎。
So that we can continuously die with our or our old life.
他特别讲到，若是我们能对己死
，if we can
die to our
if we can die to ourselves，
那主就可以把复活的生命，他负责把复活的生命，让我们在我们身上作王掌权。
Then the Lord will take responsibility for giving us the life of resurrection.
那主呢，特别在这方面呢，不仅有主这方面的供应有两方面，我们刚才已经都提到了。
And there are two types of provisions that the Lord gives us. We
他作为大祭司在父神那里为我们代求。
One, he's our high priest to intercede for us.
当他代求的时候呢，他把两方面的恩典赐给我们。
And he gives us two blessings in this way.
一个就是他的宝贵的话语。
One is his word.
另一个就是圣灵借着基督在我们的心里成为有荣耀的盼望。
And the other is the Holy Spirit to become our eternal hope.
所以我们若是有神的话指引我们
，the hope of glory. So if we have the Lord's word to guide us,
我们有圣灵在我们里面带领我们
，and we have the Holy Spirit within us to guide us.
我们自己呢要做的就是对己死。
So all we have to do is to die to self.
我们顺服圣灵在每件小事上的带领
，and we obey the Holy Spirit in every little thing.
我们要是在这几十年能这样做。
In these few decades we have, if we do this,
我们就是有福的。
Then we are truly blessed.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹呢，把这些宝贵的信息呢，能够多去听。
So I encourage brothers and sisters again to listen to these precious messages.
我们可以个人有默想，我们可以有我们团体上我们也有些更深的交通。
So we can individually ponder and as a group discuss it.
主，我们感谢你，实在是借着这个特会给我们参加特会的弟兄姊妹说话。
Lord, I thank you for giving all of the people who went to the special conference.
主啊，你也借着我们在基督的身体中，也有机会把你的话在你的儿女当中有美好的交通。
And also giving us good time to fellowship within our brother with each other.
主啊，我们实在是谢谢你，常用你的话来提醒我们，来鞭策我们。
Lord, we really thank you for often reminding us and disciplining us through your word.
给我们一个警醒的心，一个祷告的灵。
To give us a alert heart and a prayerful spirit.
也能够完全有一个完全顺服你圣灵引导的心愿。
And a heart that longs to obey your spirit.
给我们一个心，我们愿意来迎接你的再来。
Give us a heart that will long to welcome you back.
求主让更多的弟兄姊妹可以成为预备好并且催促主再来的美好的器皿。
May more of us become more alert and look forward to your return more.
主，我们唯有来完全仰望你做这样的工作。
We completely look to you to accomplish this work.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.